Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we all know what that sound is. It is our good mate and our friend, Shannon! Yay! Hello, good morning!
Joining us via the Zooms. Hello, ma'am, where are you?
Hi, family. Well, I'm over the other side of the country. I'm one of the lucky few that managed to...
Get out.
Yep, I am Zooming in from our AFLW hub in Melbourne for the West Coast Eagles. As some of the family may not know, I wear the hat as chaplain for the girls here at West Coast. And I said, send me. I will go.
Send me, I will go. I will take this. I will leave the great state of Western Australia. Can I come back? Who knows?
Who knows? And you know what? When Mark said you can't come back, I was like, wow, I'm going to miss the first week of school. It's the sacrifice is huge, you know. No, it's okay.
Well, we want to know, like, how long have you been over there and what's been happening for you, like, over the last 2 weeks? Because it must be a new thing for you to be away for this a period of time from your fam.
Yeah, actually, it's been really interesting, if I can, like, you know, put on my serious hat for a minute.
Get real.
Nah, come on. So, leaving, we didn't anticipate having to stay longer. We didn't anticipate having COVID run through our staff and players. We knew we were taking that risk. So it's been a real journey. I'm really grateful to have been a part of it. I think the mother heart in me has really been stretched. You know, I'm not making lunches, I'm not making beds, but I'm certainly being of love and service. And it looks really different when you're in a hub, when you have to not touch, when you have to wear masks, when you get locked in your room for 7 days because you have COVID. You know, it's been quite tough to navigate. Super, super glad and grateful that everyone's vaccinated, because actually it hasn't been... The sickness itself hasn't been a problem. That's actually not. It's just very inconvenient. It's very inconvenient. But Melbourne are living with COVID, and it's pretty. It's okay. Totally fine, people. I think we've been living in a lot of fear in WA, and I'm not going to live in fear like that anymore. I don't need to. It's actually okay. It's actually really okay. Not being able to come back when we wanted to, and now having to quarantine for a couple of weeks, not as okay.
Because that's going to cause some challenges for you as well. Like, obviously, you're away for over 3 weeks, I think, you know, if you do come back when you're due. And then you've got a quarantine.
3.5 weeks. And now 2 weeks quarantine. So Dave signed off on, I'm like, okay, babe, just popping over to Melbourne for a couple of weeks, I'll be back. Has turned into a almost 6 week journey.
Nah, bro. See you in March.
He's all right. Yeah. I'll see you later, bud.
Yeah.
He's doing a stellar job. Let me tell you, Dave. That man shames me. Like, I really wish he would drop the ball a little bit more. But, you know, he's sending me pictures of lunch boxes with crumbed chicken. I mean, you know, I'm not going to be able to keep
that. That's the envy lunchbox.
Snitties. Is he giving the kids snitties? Oh, damn.
Chicken snitties.
See,
this is good. Chicken schnitties.
This is good because the kids won't want you to make it anymore. He'll have to do it from now on.
For sure. For sure. He cleaned the pantry out the other day.
Go, Dave.
Redid the pantry. I mean, seriously.
Dave's
is there anything
fire.
That man cannot do?
I think, Shannon, this gives you the green light to say, I can go away for a couple of weeks whenever I want.
Indeed. All right, well.
He's made a rod for his own back.
It's his own fault. Well, look, we're going to go to a song, but we are going to be back with some more Shannon after this one.
Oh, hello.
Hey, everyone. Sorry about that.
Got where's a little the mum life?
I forgot to put it in, all right? But Shannon's here. I'm sorry. We were chatting. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hey,
She flies over east and you forget about it.
I know. Yep. This is the thing. If you've just tuned in, Shannon is with us this morning, but she's coming in live, zooming in from Melbourne, over in the hub there with the AFLW.
Or as people in Melbourne say, Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. Melbourne?
Yeah. Don't know why.
Melbourne.
Mate, so you are over there. Melbourne. You're with the Eagles. You're wearing you're not wearing your mum hat at the moment. You're wearing your chaplain hat with the big old West Coast Eagles.
Which is kind of like a camp mum sort of a vibe. Would you say that?
Oh, it's completely camp mum. You know, I'm helping girls to do all that sort of stuff. And we talk about relationships. I'm helping them here. I just took someone to an appointment before, kind of like the same stuff I do at home, but on a larger scale. And as the listeners know, that I only have sons, so now I've got like these 30 daughters.
Yeah.
I'm braiding a lot of hair.
Yep. Weren't you helping someone?
Giving a lot of unsolicited advice too. Love it when I give them the unsolicited advice.
That's your job.
But
that's
weren't
your
you
job.
Helping someone with their washing the other day as well, like teaching them how to use a front loader?
Yeah. Really, they should be ringing Dave. It turns out he's better at this stuff than I am. But I was helping one of the girls because he wasn't sure whether mixing colours. We've got commercial washers in the hotel, so I was given a little help with the washing machine when I was on the phone to you. So, some of our girls are young. They live at home. They've just turned 18.
Yeah,
they're babies, you know.
Yeah. Well,
so, camp mum here.
That's when you know you're an adult, when you know how to separate the colours of the whites and the blacks.
Yes.
That's when you know.
And don't put a red T-shirt in with all your whites and stuff. That's never been washed before. Hey, so how have you, you've been away from your family for quite a period of time. How's that been for you? Like, because I'd love to ask the family who have they been away from their family for an extended period of time and how did that go for them? Because you're saying that Dave's stepping up, but how are you going with being away from the boys?
Yeah, look, it's actually quite tough in some, depending on the age of the kids. And Kirst, you know the boys very, very well. So I would possibly say that the oldest of our sons isn't engaged at all. I don't know if he's noticed that I've left yet. But generally, it is tough. I miss them.
Yeah.
I miss them being away. In a completely different routine. So I don't know. I would love to know the fact if you've been away an extended period of time, but also when you come back, I'm not sure how well I'm going to assimilate back into cooking, cleaning, school runs. The journey's going to be real. But I would love to hear from the family if they've been away from their kids for an extended period of time. Then help a sister out. Give me some tips.
Absolutely. Well, Tegan's texted in. Good morning, fam. So glad not to miss my favourite segment with Shannon. Yeah, Tegan, biggest Shannon fan there is.
Yeah.
She said, I enlisted in the army in 2018. Unfortunately, given some injuries, she was discharged 6 months later. And when I came home, I couldn't find a thing either. Even the teaspoons had been moved. So maybe Dave will rearrange the cutlery drawer. Who knows,
Well, yes, I wouldn't put it past him.
You could come home to a whole new house. It'd be lovely.
So, well, let us know, 9313 0985, or send us a text, 0429 985 985.
Being separated from your family, how'd you cope? Give us some tips.
The traffic signals are still blacked out at Grand Farmer Freeway and the Belmont Racecourse intersection in Burswood. Please drive safely. Keep way to your right. Mitchell Freeway southbound is busy. Whitfords Avenue, Hutton Street, Power Street to Vincent Street. Kwinana Freeway northbound is slow. Leach Highway to Cranford Avenue and Manning Road to Canning Highway. Grand Farmer Freeway, no delays. North Bridge Tunnel moving well in both directions.
Yes, and we are talking to Shannon. And we're
Shannon.
Asking the family, when you've been apart from your family, your own family, how'd you cope? What'd you do? Was it good? Was it bad? And what are some tips for when you get home? Because is it all new and different?
Is it all new and different?
Or is it like walking home and putting on your snuggly cardigan? Or is it walking into a whole new house where they've all got their own routines?
We will find out. Well, Shannon's about to find out. So,
yeah.
Shannon, you were just saying the aim is to come home soon, so you will have to quarantine for a bit.
Yep.
Are you going to steal one of the children and take them to quarantine with you? What's the plan?
I am planning on doing that. I feel like...
steal all three of them,
as kids, the younger... Yeah, nah. ask, right?
Or leave the three of them with the grandparents and steal Dave and have a nice little, you know, 14-day getaway.
Like a little honeymoon. No, I am going to get Nash delivered to my quarantine facility, and I will be homeschooling him, and he will be spending some quality one-on-one time with his mama. I think because he is literally the only one that's noticed that I've gone. So I think that's going to take, actually, emotionally for me, to be really quite fair, that's made the whole situation completely easier, because I know that he's still very, very attached to me. He FaceTimes me multiple times a day. You know, he's very in need of his mum, and you know, and my boys and Dave have given up a lot for me to be doing this role, and so I want to make sure that he is still okay, and he's, I think, fairly excited. So, it's a quarantine type situation, but we're respectful of the, you know, the government's rules and regulations. So we'll do all that to the utmost of our professional ability, and he'll be great, and we'll work it out. And that's just what we have to do. You know, you've got to pivot in these times.
You've got to pivot. Like, yes. Good netballers.
You've got to pivot. Or footballers.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing you and, you know, in the flesh at some point. I'm looking forward to having you back in WA soon. And all the best for the girls with their game on Friday. And hope
Thank
it was all
you.
worth the effort of going over there.
Oh, 100%. 100%. We wouldn't change a thing, actually, because the girls are magnificent, and they're stronger and better than ever. So we're excited.
It's a team bonding exercise, really. Excellent. You know what I mean? It's a family.
Yes.
It's a family.
It is.
All right, Shan, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.